弟兄姊妹好，
好，
我用声音不够大，再来一次，弟兄姊妹好，
好，
我感谢主，这次真的是真好，在主流里头，我们花一几分钟的时间跟你旁边的弟兄姊妹朋友们能够打一下招呼。我们今天讲罗马书十二章，十二章有各种不同的讲法。罗马书十二章有一个重点讲到关系啊，与弟兄是关系。
We'll spend 1 minute greeting to each other.
我们今天要看罗马书十二章，那么在之前我们要一同来读的话，神的话是要读的，读这经的人有福了，就是启示录里头告诉我们的。
We'll start with the reading of the words of God.
那也许就我想 有弟兄来读，弟兄总会慢慢的听，但是圣灵把他的话能够启示在你我的里头。
May Holy Spirit reveal His words to us.
第十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，所以有神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验。何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意？第三节，我凭着所赐的恩对你们个人说：不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体有好都是一样的用处。我们有许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络为肢体，也是如此。你们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就照着信心的程度说预言，或做执事当专一的执事，或做教导当专一的教导，或做劝化的就当专一的劝化，施舍的当诚实，治理的当殷勤，怜悯人就当甘心。第九节，爱人不可虚假，恶要恨恶，善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。圣徒的缺乏帮补要一味的款待。十四节，逼迫你们的，我们一起来读第十四节，要他们祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅。第十五节，一起来，以喜乐的人同喜乐，以哀哭的人同哀哭。第十六节啊，彼此同心，不要自气高大，倒要俯就卑微的人，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总要尽力与人和睦。第十九节，我讲二十节到最后，我们一弟兄姊妹一起来读，朋友们，亲爱的弟兄啊，要为自己伸冤，宁可让步，频频主怒，因为经上记着，主说：伸冤在我，我必报应。所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。你就把炭火堆在他的头上。你们不可恶生恶。Okay, 我们又点的祷告。
We'll have a moment of prayer.
主，我们感谢你为我们舍命流血成就了救恩。
Lord, we thank you that you sacrificed yourself and fulfilled the salvation for us.
今天早晨借着你的话，在圣灵的里头，就是罗马书十二章向我们说话。
This morning, may you speak to us through Romans chapter 12 through the Holy Spirit.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
那个，首先我们手上都有一份那个招待弟兄们印的这个大纲。那么这个大纲就是我们这一年来我们年长弟兄为我们预备的关于罗马书的大纲。那么你可以从各种不同的角度来讲罗马书。
First of all, just to make sure everyone, you have an outline that has just been distributed.It is the outline of the entire book of the Romans.
那么我们大部分我们就是从罪开始，我们讲到罪，因为人犯罪。
And it started from the condemnation.
那么这个是讲到在讲义的最下面那一行讲到那个为什么要成了基督徒。
And in the very last row in the first column it says why to become a Christian.
你知道那个基督徒这个英文的字是怎么拼出来的吗？
Do you know the spelling of the word Christian?
那前面这个字是什么？我们都知道。
You know what's the first part?
是什么？ Christ, 基督，
Christ.
对不对？那么后面呢？
In the second part.
还有三个 character 对不对？字。
There are three characters.
这三个 character 是什么 ？I A N 有人把它解释得很好。
I A N
前面是 Christ 基督，那么什么叫基督徒呢？就是 I am nothing， 基督是一切，又在一切的当中。
This is someone's interpretation of this word.
那么罗马书这个是从第一章到。三章二十节就讲到，因为我们的罪，所以我们需要信耶稣成了基督徒。
And from chapter 1 to chapter 3, verse 21, it says that because we men think that they need a savior, need a salvation.
那三章二十一节到第五章这边是讲到称义，因信耶稣称义。
And from chapter 3, verse 21 to chapter 5 talks about justification by faith.
这个就讲到我们怎么样成了基督徒。
It talks about how to become a Christian.
那么罗马书第六章到第八章就讲到成圣。
And chapter 6 to 8 talks about sanctification.
那么重点就讲到英文这个活这个 live， 我们怎么样活在地上成了基督徒。
The focus is on how to live a Christian life.
那么在前一两个月我们就讲到罗马书九章到十一章到底讲到什么。
And in the last 2 months we talked about chapter 9 through 11.
就讲到以色列人，就讲到神的拣选。
It talks about God's selection.
那么这边就从基督徒的观念来讲，我们怎么样成一个基督徒来顺服神。
How to be obedient to God as a Christian.
那么最后一段就讲到从今天开始十二章到十四章是说到我们怎么样是一个基督徒来服侍神。
And now we start at chapter 12, and the focus is on how to serve God as a Christian.
这个是整个罗马书。
This is the outline of the entire book of Romans.
那么今天的大纲，我们可以看见我们要讲什么。第一个，我们要讲到完全的奉献。
First, I want to talk about the perfect sacrifice.
那么第二个，我们就看见是讲到根据信心来看自己。
And then to think yourself by faith.
第三，我们看见要以神的恩典来服侍神。
And then use God's grace to serve the Lord.
那么最后就讲到活出基督的爱。
And at last, live out the love of Christ.
第一个，我们就说到完全的奉献。
First is a perfect sacrifice. Why we need to sacrifice?
为什么？
Why?
我们可以从两点来看。
We can look from 2 points.
第一个，因为神的怜悯。
Because God's mercy.
我原来是罪恶的奴仆。
Before we are a slave to sin.
主将我们用他宝血的代价把我们买赎回来。
And God redeemed us, used his precious blood.
我们应该属于他，我们本来没有权利可以奉献。
We should belong to him. Before we don't have the privilege to sacrifice ourselves.
因着神的怜悯，
because the mercy of God,
我们可以奉献给他。
That we can sacrifice ourselves.
这个使徒保罗的交通跟劝勉。
This is the sharing of Apostle Paul.
你要有一点，为什么我们要奉献给他？
And the second point.Why we need to sacrifice?
因为万有都是属于我们的主。
Because all belongs to the Lord.
在罗马书十一章的末了。
At the end of Romans chapter 11.
是变成一首诗歌，成了一个赞美。
It's a poem there, and it's a praise.
我怎么讲？因为万有都本于他，都依靠他，也归于他。
Paul said, "From him and through him and to him are all things."
愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
To him be the glory.
今天我们 每一个人对于人生有各种不同的想法，有各种的不同的计划，不同的目的。
We may have all kinds of thoughts, plans, or goals for our lives.
但是归结来讲，如果不是信耶稣，如果不是为了耶稣活着，你就失去了人生最大的意义和目的。
But if you don't believe Jesus, if you don't live for Jesus, you lost the biggest purpose of your life.
我们的创造乃是为着实行神的旨意，乃是为着神的荣耀。
We are created to follow the will of God and for the glory of God.
下面我们讲到，我们怎么样把自己奉献给神。
And now, let's talk about how to sacrifice ourselves to God.
第一个，我们讲到将身体献上。
To offer the bodies.
这个身体是包括我们整个人，整个我们的灵魂，我们的时间，我们的生命，我们的一切。
This is our whole body, and our spirit, soul, and body.
这个是讲到一个完全的奉献。
This is a perfect sacrifice.
因为我们的主是为你我完全的摆在十字架上。
Because he gave all himself and died on the cross.
怎么奉献？
How to sacrifice?
第二个就讲到当作活祭。
The second point is a living sacrifice.
我们都知道旧约的祭都是死的。
You know, all the sacrifices in the Old Testament, they are dead.
都要被杀死，然后要献上去。
And for the animal to be offered, they will be killed.
但新约的祭是活的祭。
But in New Testament, it's a living sacrifice.
我们把我们自己当作活祭献在神的面前。
We offered ourselves as a living sacrifice to God.
意思就是说，我们天天像看着自己是死的，但是看着耶稣基督，我们是活在他的面前。
It means that we look ourselves as dead daily and look upon Jesus that we are alive before him.
我们下面一个就讲到是圣洁的。
And it is a holy sacrifice.
圣洁的意思原来就是指的英文里头叫做 separate， 叫做 separation， 就是分别出来。
And the literal meaning of holy its root means to separate.
我们从世界里头分别出来，为着主而活着。
And to separate ourselves from the world and live for God.
下面一个就告诉我们，就是要叫讨神的喜悦，叫神喜悦。
And this sacrifice is to please God.
简单来讲，我们不是为着我们的目的自己活在地上。不是自我为中心，乃是为神为中心活在地上。
Simply speaking, it is not centered to ourselves, but centered to God.
下面一个，我们讲到侍奉的生活。
Now, and talk about the life of service.
侍奉的生活，这个在。在翻译的里头有特别，如果我们有 NIV 的翻译的话，它特别是翻译做敬拜。
I want to explain a little bit on the translation. If you have an English version, the NIV version is translated as worship.
我们怎么侍奉？要里面敬拜，那么外面才知道怎么侍奉。
The word service was translated worship. So actually, a true service is a worship.
奉献的生活就是你我侍奉的生活。
And a sacrificing life is a serving life.
侍奉生活的范围到底有多大？
And how big is the scope?
包括在教会，包括会所，我们经常敬拜的地方。
Includes in a place where we worship.
包括我们居住的家，居住的房子。
Includes our homes.
也包括我们工作的场所在公司里头。
It includes where we work.
也包括我们出去旅游的时候。
And when we go out for recreation.
那奉献侍奉的时间到底是什么？在什么时候侍奉？
And when do we serve?
我们在英文的里头有一句话叫做7/24。
就是 in English， 我们有这个24小时，7天24小时。
是每一天的，
It's daily.
是每分钟的，
It's every minute.
我们每一分钟在侍奉神，每一分钟在敬拜神。
Every minute we serve and worship of God.
我们前几天在 Costco 遇到一个姊妹，因为最近身体不太舒服，还住了医院。
I met a sister. She wasn't feel very well, and she was in the hospital.
不感谢主，她没有住隔夜，马上就回家。
And she didn't went back home just overnight.
但是在交通那里头，就在那里能够感谢主。
But through the fellowship, she can give thanks to God.
为什么？因为那个姐妹一直在说赞美神，感谢主，啊，把她带过来。
Because she kept saying, "Praise the Lord."
在 Costco, 在买东西的地方，你可以赞美神，你可以感谢神，你可以敬拜神。
I actually met this sister in Costco, and actually you can hear praise in the Costco store.
啊，我们知道，昨天我们有敬爱弟兄的姐妹的婚礼，他不是讲到婚礼，他是讲到说感恩会、见证会、传福音的聚会。
And last night we had a wedding reception for our dear brother and sister, and it is truly a meeting of worship and of gospel sharing.
就是侍奉，就是敬拜。
It is a service and it is a worship.
我现在告诉你一个秘密啊。
Let me share a secret.
在五年前，我有鼻癌，要接受35次，是35次吧？我想前面大概应该说是吧，35次的治疗。
And about 5 years ago, I had this nasal cancer, and I had through radiation for 35 times.
连续30秒钟，每一次。
Every time it's just 30 seconds.
也看不见，也没有什么感觉。
You can't see anything, and you don't feel much.
但是在我的里头，就是有一个敬拜。我的里头不但在那个30秒钟里头，经常的讲哈利路亚，赞美神。
But inwardly, through these 30 seconds, I often have the worship to God.
感谢主。
And inwardly, my heart says hallelujah.
神把我带过来。
And God led me through all these.
我们的生活是一个侍奉，也是一个敬拜。
Our life is a service and it's a worship.
你知道我们的诗歌里头有一首诗歌叫做我时刻需要你 I need thee every hour.
This is a hymn in our hymn book.
你知道这个诗歌是一个姐妹写的，你知道她的背景吗
？It's written by a sister. Do you know her background?
她在什么时候在哪里受感动写这首诗歌
？When and where God moved her to write this hymn?
第二个在家里，在做清扫、做清洁、做卫生工作的时候
，It was in her home while she was cleaning the house.
圣灵感动她需要主，圣灵感动她，她写了这首诗歌。主，我时刻需要你。
Holy Spirit moved her, and she felt she need the Lord. She need the Spirit.
这是侍奉，这是敬拜。
This is a service and the worship.
我们知道，在十七世纪，有一个弟兄，叫做劳伦斯弟兄 Lawrence.
There's a brother Lawrence in 17th century.
这个是曾在教理当中相当使用他的一个弟兄。
He was greatly used by Lord.
你知道他的工作是什么？是干厨子。
His work actually, he was actually a cook.
但是他是怎么敬拜神呢？他
How he worships God.
他自己的传记里头讲到说，在厨房的里头又闷又热又劳累的当中，他在那里用非常安静的亲近神，好像参加波饼聚会一样。
And he actually shared in his book that in a kitchen which you typically have it's very hot and very tired, and but in that kind of environment, he can still have the peace fellowship with God. He felt like it's in before the Lord's table.
今天这个时代里头充满许多的难处和压力。
In this generation, there are so many difficulties and pressure.
但是你怎么得着平安喜乐神所应许的秘诀？秘诀在哪里？
How can you have the peace and joy? What is the secret?
有个弟兄的交通劝勉，我们经常是活在忧虑、忧虑、忧虑的里头。
And one brother just shared that we often live all in this worry, worry, and worry.
他说：“你如果可以忧虑、忧虑、忧虑，你就可以祷告、祷告、再祷告。”
And he shared that if you can worry, worry, and worry, you can turn it to pray, pray, and pray.
相对，你也可以敬拜、敬拜、再敬拜。
And also, you can worship, worship, and worship.
在你敬拜的当中，我们的主在歌颂、赞美的当中，我们的主永远是得胜的主。
And our Lord is always the conquering Lord.
他从死里复活， 还要从天上再来。
He's resurrected from death and he will come again.
胜过了世界，胜过了死亡，胜过一切，胜过魔鬼。
He overcome the world, the death, and the devil.
当我们经常把我们的忧虑转变成我们的祷告，转变成我们的赞美，也转变成了我们的敬拜。
Let us turn our worry into prayer and turn our worry into worship.
你试试看，如果不灵的话，你可以来找我。
Try it, and if it don't work, come to me.
因为主的恩典，我们曾经试过，我想有经验的弟兄姊妹可以说阿门。
Because I tried, and so I can testify here.
弟兄姊妹，阿门不阿门？声音不够大，弟兄姊妹，阿门不阿门？去照主的话去做。
Let's follow the word of God.
下面我们讲到心意更新和变化。
Now let's talk about transformed by renewing of mind.
简单来讲，心意更新和变化就是在心意上不效法世界。
It's in our mind, renew our mind that, so that we do not follow this world.
心思我们不跟随着这个世界。
So that we do not follow this world.
我们乃是每天借着奉献给主更多的亲近神，我们的思想能够向主，情感向主，我们的意志也是向主。
Instead, we sacrifice unto God and be more close to God, and so we can look like Him.
下面讲到奉献的结果。
And the result of sacrifice.
能够查验神的旨意，对不对？
Yeah, to prove the will of God.
那到底保罗是讲些什么？
So what Paul talks about here?
我们就如果我们天天过奉献的生活，敬拜的生活，我们就知道神的旨意是什么。
If we truly live a sacrificing life, we will know the will of God.
我们查验神的旨意，也能够明白神的旨意。
And we'll prove the will of God.
能够知道我们活在地上的目的到底是为什么。
And then we'll know why we're living on this earth.
下面我想不得不回到侍奉跟敬拜。
And then now I will turn back to service and worship.
我想如果我们知道我们认识什么是侍奉和敬拜，那么下面的剩下罗马书的章节我们都可以不交通。
If we truly understand what is service and truly understand what is worship, then we really know what the rest of the Romans talks about.
旧约中第一个讲到敬拜的是讲到约伯的敬拜。
First I mentioned about the worship is in the Job's worship.
约伯告诉我们一件事情。
And there's one thing Job told us.
在一章二十节告诉我们，我自身出于母胎，我也自身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
And Job said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised."
我们什么时候敬拜神
？When we praise, worship God.
不仅是我们得到恩典祝福的时候。
Not just at the time that we get grace and blessing.
约伯的敬拜是当他一无所有，在痛苦中，在撒旦的攻击之下，他仍然能够赞美，能够敬拜。
And Job can still worship and praise God when he has nothing and he was under attack by the Satan.
约伯的秘诀在哪里？
What is the secret of Job?
约伯承认他所相信的神是真实的神。
Because he proclaimed that.The God he believes is the true God.
这位神是永远是对的神，他永远不会有错。
He is the eternal God, and he will be will never be false.
不管主的旨意是如何，是甘是甜是苦
，No matter it tastes bitter or sweet.
主是配得我们把我们的赞美敬拜归给他的神。
God is worth all worship.
但我想神也不亏待约伯，对不对？
And we know how God rewarded Job.
约伯的结局是什么？
What's the end of Job?
用一句话来讲，就是双倍的祝福。
And what Job inherited is the double blessing.
下面一个我们讲到大卫。
And next, I want to mention David.
下面讲到大卫的敬拜。
The worship of David.
我想我们都知道一件事情，这个 二十节告诉我们，大卫就从地上起来，沐浴抹膏，换了衣裳，进了耶和华的殿敬拜，然后回宫吩咐人摆饭，他便吃了。
Then David got up from the ground. After he washed himself, he put on lotions. He changed his clothes. He went into the house of the Lord and worshipped him. Then he went to his own house. He asked for some food. They served it to him, and he ate it.
我们都知道大卫犯罪，神管教他。
And we know David sinned, and God disciplined him.
那么别是巴生一个儿子，神使许可这个儿子生病。
And the son from Bathsheba struck the baby, and he got sick.
大卫就为这个孩子祷告，他进食，他躺在地上为这个孩子祷告。
And God prayed, fasted and prayed for this baby.
但是神没有垂听这个祷告。
But God didn't listen to this prayer.
虽然大卫是一个非常会祷告的人，神经常垂听他的祷告，但这一次没有垂听他的祷告。
Even David is a man of prayer, but this time God didn't listen to him.
到第七天，孩子死了。
On the seventh day, the baby died.
那么他的旁边的人臣仆都非常害怕，都不敢跟他讲。
And his servants was worried and dare not to tell him.
所以孩子没有死的时候，他说在躺在地上，那么进食祷告，好像不吃不喝。那如果孩子死了，那更不得了。
And because even before the baby died, and David lay down the ground and fasting and prayers, and now the baby did die, and what will come to him?
大卫是一个懂得敬拜神的人。
But God, David is a man knows how to worship.
他就起来，就洗澡，就抹膏，换衣服，进耶和华的殿敬拜。
He raised up and washed himself and put on clean clothes and entered the temple of God and to worship.
我想更可贵的。大卫在这边给我们一个属灵的功课，属灵亮光跟学习。
And more preciously, here David gave us a spiritual enlightenment.
当神施恩给你我祝福你我的时候，我们可以敬拜他。
Because we can worship when God have mercy to us and give us blessing.
当神因为我们不听话，我们管教我们的时候，我们是不是还可以敬拜神？
But sometimes when we did not obey God and we were disciplined, can we still worship God?
大卫活在神管教的手下。
And God is under the God's hand of discipline.
来顺服神。
But he still are submissive to God.
这圣经就告诉我们一件事情，大卫不是一个完全的人。
The Bible told us that David is not a perfect man.
但是我们知道圣经告诉我们，他是一个合神心意的人。
So we know that he's a man of God's will.
下面我们讲到侍奉，讲到服事。什么叫侍奉？什么叫做服事
？What is service? What is worship?
我们要请这些弟兄姊妹，我们可以，我们先念一些英中文，再念一些英文。什么叫做侍奉？什么叫做服事？
Let us read Chinese first and English.
我们请弟兄姊妹跟中文。我们当行什么才算做神的工人？耶稣回答说：“信神所差来的，这就是做神的工。”如果愿意，你可以去读英文。What does
God
want
from
us?
What work does
He want
us to
do?
Jesus
answers,
God's
work
is
to
believe
in the
one
He
has sent.
对不起，还有一个字。我们都知道这个背景。
We all know the background of this verse.
耶稣行神迹，喂饱了五千个人。
And Jesus performed the miracle and feeded 5,000.
犹太人问他说：“我们应该做什么
？”And Jews asked him what we should do.
才算做神的工
？That can be counted as the work of God.
我想耶稣的回答是答非所问。
Yeah, it sounds like Jesus didn't answer what they asked.
耶稣说，耶稣没有直接回答他们的问题。
And Jesus didn't answer them directly.
因为服事做神的工，第一个秘诀不是做，而是相信。
Because the secret of doing God's work, the first is not to do, but to believe.
信神所差来的就是做神的工。
To believe the one that God has sent is to do the work of God.
当然我们要信心，也要行为，这边这雅各书告诉我们的。
But definitely, if we have faith, we should have deed.
但是信心在前面，信靠在前面，那么顺服行为在后面。
judgment, but faith is before deed.
这个次序是非常的重要。
And the order is very important.
我们再来回到耶稣讲的是什么意思。
Let's turn back to what Jesus truly meant here.
第一个，做神的工，这个工作是耶稣所完成的工，是救恩的工，是没有人能够做的。
And first of all, what the work of God is. Truly the work here is what Jesus did. It's the salvation work of God. No one else can do it.
做神的工第一要紧的乃是能够信神所差来的。
The most important is to believe the one God has sent.
就是信耶稣所完成的救恩。
Is to believe Jesus and the salvation he has fulfilled.
他的死，他的复活，他的再来。
His death, his resurrection, and his second coming.
一个做神工的秘诀，第一个要让神做工在你我的身上。
The secret is to let God has his work on me first.
其实讲到罗马书十二章开始的时候，叫我们把自己完全的奉献给神。
Just like in Romans chapter 12 talks that to sacrifice ourselves to God first.
知道他的旨意，也顺服他的旨意。
To know and to obey his will.
来做他的工。
And to do his work.
如果我们让神先做工在我们身上，
we allow the Lord to work on us first,
这个工作会自然的流露出来，
and the work will flow out.
就像苹果树、葡萄树，它不需要努力说我要努力结果子，努力结果子。当生命在它里头，自然就把果子结出来。
Just like an apple tree and grape tree, they don't have to make extra effort to bear the fruit. They just let the life come out.
我们讲一个简单的例子。
I will use a simple example.
我们怎么样过一个成圣圣洁的生活？
How do we live a consecrated life?
我们可能靠着自己过一个圣洁的生活吗？
Can we do it by our own effort?
让我们知道，如果主启示在我们的里头，
If we have the revelation from the Lord,
我们借着圣灵看见十字架的工作，
If through the Holy Spirit we see the work of the cross,
十字架做工在我们的里面。
If truly the cross worked within us,
我们知道我们的旧人已经耶稣同钉十字架。
We know that our old self has been crucified with the Lord on the cross.
现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And right now it's not me, but Christ living in me.
保罗继续说，并且我如今在肉身活着，是信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Because right now, Paul can say that I live because of faith of the Son of God, and He loves me and died for me.
当我们这样相信神的儿子，相信所差来的圣洁，自然成了我们生命的流露。
If we believe God, believe the one who He has sent, then we'll have a manifestation of the Word of the life in us.
我想有一节非常重要的圣经，也就是腓立比书第二章十三节。
And in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
好不好？我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
中文一声英文。你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。God is
working
in
you.
He wants your plan and your acts. 这是秘诀。
This is the secret.
神所看重的人，侍奉的人。是看见这个人过于所做的事，过于侍奉。
And when God look at a servant, He look at the servant himself more than his work.
如果人对，那么工作就是对。
If you are right man, you will do right work.
如果这个人不对，工作做得再好，可能我们的主也不一定算数。
If the man is wrong, and the work will not be counted.
我们这个人是对的。但是我们好像没有多少恩赐，我们做的工作好像也不是那么理想完美。
And if I'm a right man, but it seems like that I don't have too much gifts and not much power before the Lord.
但是如果你这个人是对的，你的工作仍然是为神所喜悦的。
But if you're right before the Lord, your work will be pleasing to the Lord.
这样用这句话彼此交通跟劝勉。
May we encourage each other with these words.
下面我们就很快的一些交通。
And some more sharings.
下面保罗继续讲。
Paul continued.
你讲到，你我跟信心的关系。
And talk about ourselves and our faith.
所以讲说，我们不要看自己，过于所当看的。
Do not think more highly than ought to think.
按照神给我们的信心，看得合乎中道。
But according to the faith that the Lord has given to us.
简单来讲, 我们不要看自己看得太高,
and simply speaking, don't look at ourselves too high.
因为越来越来就是骄傲,
and because that leads to the pride.
简单来讲,我也说我们不要看得太低,
and not too low either, because then we will have pity on ourselves.
我们要从今天我们的信心看得合乎中道。
But we need to look ourselves according to the faith that God has given us.
下面如果我们懂得侍奉的秘诀,敬拜的秘诀,我想下面这些话语我们就比较容易明白。
If we truly understand these secrets, it will be easier for us to understand these following words.
这个第一个是讲到预言。
First is prophesying.
预言这个字好像是讲到将来的事实上这个字是特别是讲到传扬神的话,传扬有关基督的信息。
And the word prophesy sounds like it's about telling the things will happen in the future. But actually, it's more about preaching the word of God and sharing his truth.
做执事,
and to serve, just serve.
他的意思就是说你要忠心的, 神给我们的恩典恩赐来服侍神。
And it means to serve God faithfully according to the gift that he has given us.
这个执事原来意思里头是指的多方面的执事，多方面的服事，多方面的侍奉。
And this serve includes all kinds of areas.
那当然，这个包括我们讲到我们做招待的，做 babysitter 或在厨房里头服侍神的。
And it includes not just the service on the podium, and it includes the usher and work service in the kitchen and babysitting.
或者做总务来服侍神。
And administration.
下面讲到教导，教导就是教人能够明白神的话，明白真理，能够认识神。
And about teaching is to teach the truth of God so that people will know the truth.
做劝化，简单来讲，因为时间的关系，我想我们就简单的点一下。
And because time, I will speak briefly and to encourage.
要知道这个原来的意思，让当事实找出来，亮光已经有一半了。
And let's find about the facts, and we will have the alignment.
劝化就是借着主的恩典，我们能彼此的劝勉。
It's by God's grace that we encourage each other.
下面有一句话保罗讲是比较特别，说施舍要诚实，翻译中文翻作诚实。
And next it says give in simplicity.
在施舍的时候求主怜悯我们，我们不但是施舍，但是我们人的里头有掺杂，人的里头有各种不同的欲望。
And may the Lord have mercy on us, because men we are mixed, we have different kinds of our own desires in us.
比如说施舍是为了满足自己的欲望。
Sometimes we give to fulfill our own desire.
施舍是因为他对我好，他给我东西，然后我也给他东西，好像在算那个做会计的工作一样。
And sometimes we do some accounting work on our giving and receiving.
施舍要诚实，要简单，借着圣灵在主耶稣基督里头。
And give in simplicity and in truth.
治理的当殷勤，我想这个很清楚哈。
And here is those who lead need to lead through diligence.
像那个怜悯人要甘心,
and we have mercy with cheerfulness.
求主怜悯我，我想大，我相信大部分怜悯的人都是非常甘心的, 对不对?
And may Lord have mercy on us. I believe most of us who have given mercy, we exercise with cheerfulness.
你怜悯人的时候，保罗讲你要让人觉得非常的快乐，觉得非常的舒服。
And when you have the mercy, you want the received person are comfortable, cheerful to receive.
英文里头叫做 cheerful.
The English says cheerful.
那个你的喜乐，你的给能够传染给别人，把基督的喜乐能够传给别人。
And that you can share your joy to the others.
下面一个, 爱人不可虚假。
And love without hypocrisy.
求主怜悯我们，我们都知道怀善的不好。 那么这个爱人虚假，就好像法利赛人一样。
And we all know the problem of the Pharisees, and let us not be like them.
厌恶要亲善。
Hate evil and keep good.
那么讲到爱弟兄要亲热。
have kindly brotherly love.
它英文里头就讲到 kind, kind, kindly, 这个是一个主要的字。
This is the main word in English, kind.
这个爱弟兄就是在显得非常的亲切，让人觉得非常的舒服，非常的愉快。从我们里头，从圣灵在我们里头，生命在我们里头，把它流露出来。
Let us have the right attitude that, so that the Holy Spirit can be revealed through us.
下面讲到恭敬人要推让。
And give honor to people.
简单来讲，就是讲到谦卑。
And that we need to humble ourselves.
也是讲到把尊荣愿意让给别人。
And let others have honor.
我记得我们主耶稣就讲一件事。
And one time Jesus said,
他说你去参加宴会的时候，聚会的时候，你不要坐在前面，你要先坐到后面，然后招待人把你请到前面来。
And Jesus said, when you go to a feast, do not just sit at front and just sit behind, so that when the usher will bring you forward.
但是在主日的聚会大概例外，你要坐到前面来。
But when we have the Sunday worship, let's sit up front.
下面讲的殷勤不却不可懒惰。
And next is diligent, not stop.
那个中文的翻的字是非常，也许非常准确，但是非常刺。
In the Chinese translation, it is more direct. It's accurate but direct.
英文里头是讲到你要殷勤，但是你意思是说你要往前，不要停下来。
And the English is more like keep going forward.
心里火热，然后常常服侍主。
And serving in spirit fervent.
心里火热的服侍主跟上面的殷勤是有关系的。
And it is related to the diligence.
如果我们是一个经常殷勤服侍主的，他的心里头经常是火热的。
If there's someone you have this spirit fervent in you,
越服侍越火热。
And the more you serve, the more zeal you will have.
就好像我们身体运动一样。
It's like our body when we exercise.
你越运动，那个身体就更多产生热量。
The more you exercise, the more heat will be generated in your body.
下面讲到在失望中要喜乐。
Rejoice in hope.
像我们要有盼望的时候，我们可以有喜乐。
And sometimes when we have hope, we have joy.
这个失望，这个盼望是什么盼望？
What kind of hope is this?
我相信保罗是讲到在罗马书十五章里告诉我们，我们的神是指着我们相信的神是有盼望的神。
And Paul said that the God we believe is a God of hope.
God of hope. 我们弟兄欢迎人啊！我们不可能在环境的里头会有盼望，但是在主神的里头，神永远是我们的盼望。
We cannot.Put hope on the situation, but have hope on God.
下面保罗讲患难中要忍耐。
And then Paul said, be patient in tribulation.
我想我们都非常熟悉罗马书第五章那边是怎么讲的。
And we are familiar with what the Romans says.
如果你愿意，你还记得，我们一起来背一背保罗所说的，患难生忍耐，一起来，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞愧。神把他爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们里头，患难中要忍耐。那么很快，爱人不可虚假，我想很清楚啊。
Yeah, and
厌恶亲善。我们下面一个，圣徒缺乏要帮补。
Next, provide the needs of the saints.
我想这个很清楚，客要一味的款待。
Given to hospitality.
这意思是不是说招待客人只煮一道菜？
Does that mean just you only have one dish when you have a guest?
这个保罗那个时候，圣徒从一个地方到一个地方，也没有旅馆，都是弟兄姊妹在家里接待。
At Paul's time, when saints travel from one place to another, there's no hotels at that time, so they just stay at a brother and sister's homes.
那么有的时候不只待一天两天，也许一个礼拜、两个礼拜、一个月、两个月，很长的时间。
It may not be just one day or two. Sometimes it will be a week or two or a month or two.
保罗劝勉就是说，你要用主的爱 主给你的信心，然后继续的来服侍接待你所接待的人。
And Paul encourages here for our hospitality.
下面，以喜乐人同喜乐，以哀哭人同哀哭。
And rejoice and weep with the one who rejoice and weep.
请问哪一样容易？
Which one is easier?
啊，哪一样容易？两个都不容易，两个都容易。
Maybe all easy or all hard?
凭着我们自己都不容易。
And by ourselves, none of this is easy.
也许一人哀哭还容比一人同喜乐还要容易。
Maybe it is a little easier to rejoice with the one who rejoices.
你知道为什么吗？
Why?
我们就需要借着十字架的工作，不自我为中心，让舍己。能够往往人有喜乐的时候，我们能够与他一同喜乐，能够除去我们的嫉妒。
And because that's through the work of God, through the cross in our heart, that we can truly have this joy with the one who rejoices, because that can remove our own envy, the envy in the heart.
下面保罗继续讲彼此同心，我想我们这个就不交通。
Next, and respect one for another.
彼此同心就是要对每一个人都要同样的尊敬。Same respect one for another. 下面虎救卑微人就是 get along with the lowly， 就是跟他相跟那个卑微的人能够好相处，有美好的相处，美好的交通。不要以恶报恶。我想这个。
Repay no one evil for evil.
众人以为美的事，我们要留心去做。
Attention on good things in the sight of all men.
要与众人和睦。
If possible, live in peace with all men.
我们下面教导，不要伸冤，让人发怒。主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
Not avenge, revenge, but give place to wrath. Vengeance is mine; I will repay, says the Lord.
把炭火堆在他的头上。
Heap coals of fire on his head.
那么这个道理。保罗是讲的是什么意思？
So what Paul truly means here.
在另外一个中文的翻译里头，他讲到你的好行为将要使你的仇敌因神的爱来深深感到惊奇。
And the one interpretation is that your action will surprise your enemy with goodness.
我相信往往这样做的时候，你会让你的仇敌感到羞愧。
And if you truly do this, you will put your enemy in shame.
就讲到要以善胜恶。
Let us overcome evil with good.
什么叫做以善胜恶？
What is what does this truly mean?
如果别人用恶劣的行为来对待我，
If others do evil to you,
那么我用恶劣的行为来回报他。
If I repay evil back.
这个是叫做那个善被恶所胜。
This is called that the goodness is overcome by evil.
相对的，别人用恶来对待我，我用善来对待他，这个叫做以善胜恶。
And differently, if someone treat me as evil, but I repay with goodness, this is called to overcome evil with goodness.
保罗说，我们要把身体献上，当作活祭。
And Paul said, let's sacrifice ourselves, offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我想我们再把罗马书第一章第二节就念一遍，要不然你可以背的话，我们就一起来背。
Let us read again.
罗马书第一章十二章第一节第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我们以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要笑话这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。好，我们就停在这里。人活在地上的目的是为着神。
The purpose we live on this earth is for God.
如果不是为了神，我们这一生就白活了。
If it is not for God, then our life is worthless.
下面我要交通这个时代一个众人仆人的见证。
And I want to share a testimony of a God servant.
我想我不提这个人的名字。
I don't have to mention the name.
我想你也可以猜一猜。
Maybe you can guess.
他讲到我们的人生是为着永恒做预备。
And he said that our life is a preparation for the eternal.
今生的一切的遭遇就为着将来在国度里头在神的面前能够更为神所使用。
All encounters of our life is a preparation so that we can be more used by God in eternity.
我们一生也许可以活到60岁、70岁、100岁。
We may live to our 60s, 70s, or even up to 100.
但在永世里头，我们要活着千千万万、亿万年。
But in eternity, there's no time limit.
今生只是做个预备。
And this life is a preparation.
我们是被神所创造，乃是为着神而创造。如果不是这样，生命没有一点的意义。
We were created for God, and otherwise our life has no meaning.
人在世界上可以快乐，但并非这个不是生活的目的。
And we may have some happiness on this earth, but that is not the purpose of the life.
在地上的目的叫我们能够磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
But the purpose of God is for us to mold into the likeness of His Son.
他的见证，他说过去的一年是最好的一年，也是最困难的一年。
He said the past year is the best year or it is the worst year.
他说我的妻子患了癌症。
And my wife had cancer.
但神给他的话语安慰跟鼓励，能够继续往前。
But God's word gave him encouragement so he can move forward.
他的劝勉是说你要注意你的标杆，你的目标，而不是你的问题。
Encourage that you want to focus on your goal and not your problem.
如果我们注意我们的问题，我们会变成自我为中心，那么经常想到我的问题，关心我的是我的痛苦。
And if we focus on the problem, we are centered around ourselves. We are focusing on ourselves and our problem.
解决问题痛苦最好的办法是什么？
What's the best solution to the problem?
就把你的注意力离开，那么仰望这位创始神中的耶稣。
Just turn your focus.And back to the God.
放在神的儿女的身上。
And then look at God's people.
他说虽然很多弟兄姊妹可以为他妻子祷告，能够病得到医治。
And he said even many brothers and sisters can pray for his wife so that she can be healed.
能够减少他的痛苦。
And to reduce her pain.
但是跟感谢主，神给他一个坚强的性格。
But then the Lord, God gave her a strong character.
一个服侍神的心智。
Strong will to serve the Lord.
一个见证主的机会。
And the opportunity to testify for God.
也吸引更多的人亲近神，也更能够更多的交通。
And to attract more to the Lord.
这是坏事，另外一件好事。
And this is how a bad thing turns into a good one.
神给他恩典，他写作，他卖了1500万本的书。
And God gave him.Grace that he wrote and his book published and printed 15 million copies.
但在这里头，他继续为主做见证，神给他的话语，他知道应该怎么做。
He continues on his testimony, and God gives his word, and that he knows how to testify for the Lord.
他的收入增加，但他的生活形态还是一样简单的敬拜神、服侍主。
He had a great income now, but his life is still simple. It's still to life is still to testify for the Lord.
然后去年我在不在支取教会中给他的薪水。
And last year he did not rely on church to provide his daily need.
因为他成立特别的基金会，为了教会的建造，为了那个属灵的教育来做打算。
But he set up a foundation that to have providence for the spiritual education.
我想这个是神给他的特别的恩典，我想你人也不一定能够效法他的神给他的信心的行为。
Yeah, we are just to, I think this is a special grace God that gave him. And we are not just to follow his behavior.
按照神给我们信心的大小看得合乎中道。
We should look ourselves according to the faith that God gave us.
他继续教宗见证，他说那个不受薪水能够侍奉神，这是多么释放喜乐的一件事情。
He shared that how relief it is not to live on a salary to serve God.
每当早晨我醒过来的时候
Every morning I wake up
我常说神啊即使今天一事无成我也要更多的认识你更多的爱你
I said, God, even I cannot accomplish anything today, but I still need to know more about you and to serve you more.
神把我们放在地上的目的，不是要我们仅仅做一些地上的事情。
And the purpose God put us on this earth is not just to do so much earth-facing.
要注重我们的所事。
And God focused on who we are.
就我们讲到服事神，第一个要看到人是一个对的人，一个。信神所差来的人
We need to be right before God, and we need to believe the one He has sent.
我现在问一个问题：神这个字英文是什么
？Let me ask a question. What's the English word for?
神说我是自由拥有，那他英文的字是什么
？God said, "I am who I am." What's the English word for God?
有一个字是不是叫做 being, 对不对
？One word is
就是。being 就是存在的意思。
be
但是这个弟兄像也蛮好的，你知道人对啊，你英文的翻译是什么
？And what's the translation for？
那个后面那个字是类似的，叫做 human being， 对不对？
For human the one of the word is human being。
重要的，我们这个人，这个像一个像基督的人，而不是光是。变成 human doing 啊，不就就是凭着自己的意思去做神的事。
So a little difference between human being or human doing.
当我们高兴的时候，我们要赞美神。
Yeah, we should praise the Lord when we're happy.
当我们困难的时候，我们要寻求神。
Or we should seek the Lord when we're in difficulties.
安静的时候，我们要敬拜神。
In peace time, we need to worship God.
痛苦的时候，要信靠神。
And we need to worship God in pain.
每时每刻感谢神。
Every time, every moment, give thanks to God.
因为神祝福他自己的话。
May Lord bless His own word.
我们自己为你祷告。
Let us have another moment of prayer.
谢谢你为我们舍命流血。
Lord, we thank you that you died for us and shed your blood for us.
成就了救恩。
And you fulfilled the salvation.
求你怜悯的赦免我们。我没有达到你的旨意，达到你的心意。
And have mercy on us and forgive us that we are not where we should be on your will.
但今天神圣灵就说，你把我所说的话，我们把自己献上当做活祭。
May we truly offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, as Paul encouraged.
求神束缚你，爱你，服侍你。
Obey you, love you, and serve you.
直到你的再来。
Till you come back again.
好像恩典赐给我们。
Give us the grace.
呼吸你的作为，呼吸你的骄傲，这个年间。
Revive your work and revive your church in all these years.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们刚才听了